torture me. Whiskey River don't run dry. Flowing from my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind.
With Whiskey River. Hola, Brazil.
Hola to our friends in Brazil. And Ross Rayla back in the Midwest.
Yo, 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 Ross.
Hola,
we,
Ross.
We should have. I saw him the other night. I should have told him to listen in.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh,
there he is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well,
hi, guys. This is Ross. I just thought I'd say hi real quick. See ya.
Oh, nice to hear from you, Ross. What have you been up to? Oh, geez, he hung up.
Battery pumped a shotgun. Well, you know, Ross has that ultra-violent streak in him.
Roger is taking a very active role
really
in this show, and
I
think I like it. Keep talking Roger.
Yeah, maybe.
We've got our secret weapon is back. Roger,
who let the dogs out? Who? You guys know that song at all? Or
no, is that Charlie Brown?
No, that's the new hit song that the old Broadway is really promoting.
What happened to the old Broadway?
They're redoing everything.
Their windows knocked out. There's plywood over their window.
Oh,
and
they are turning downtown into a cultural mecca finally.
And they tore down those damn awnings.
Oh
God,
those are ugly. You know what? They were just putting a new little glass thing in above Metro one. I was like, fucking take those things down. Don't put new ones in.
Yeah.
Those things are gross.
They're bad.
What the hell were
they
thinking?
I wonder if those speakers. You know, I think those speakers actually work still though.
The speaker? Oh, that have music?
Yeah,
they
big
do.
Globe-like speakers.
I don't think they play anything in them anymore, though.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe
I wonder
Christmas.
If they ever played.
They used to, like a year or two ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe just Christmas stuff?
Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Herb Albert, stuff like that. It'd be pretty rocking.
Some Henry Mancini. boy.
What's been happening, Scott? How's school going?
Going great. Although I forgot I had an assignment due tomorrow that I just remembered like an hour ago. That's why I was running Roger as a subject.
Ah, how's that going?
I don't know. Roger took it pretty seriously and really kicked ass, so.
Roger, you feeling subjective?
Yeah, I'm feeling like I just rocked that test. I feel like I just rocked it, you guys. Woo! Come on. Come on, rock and roll.
Roger's internal calendar says spring break.
I just dropped the nuclear bomb.
I like this
test.
Background music though. This is kind of nice.
That was pretty cool.
Makes us sound hell of a lot.
So guys,
Shazam! Well, you got to roll.
Yeah.
John Lama. You got to go. Eddie Murphy. Herb Balbert.
I think we're on to something there with that.
Yeah.
I don't think
so. I think we're on something. Right, Roger?
I think we got a good thing
drinking.
Going.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Well, we should also say that, how many listeners we got right now?
Yeah, it looks like about 24, I'd say.
Those 24 can wait. We've got some very exciting special guests if they can figure their way through security tonight.
That's going to be tough.
That's going to be really tough.
Of security.
The thing that really sucks is after the show when you're trying to get out the back door here and there's two people trying to get autographs and stuff.
or begging for quarters.
Yeah.
Or puking up vodka.
Yeah.
That would be my brother and my dad, actually.
Are you saying Susanna Hoff? Susanna Hoff.
Susanna Hoff. Is that what he said?
Who? Okay. If you were to, like, have, like, an 80s, you know, kind of, like, all-star babe team, would you want Susanna Hoff or Paula Abdul?
Paula Abdul.
You know, Susanna Hoff and Joan Jett. That would have been a good little kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Hot, foxy boxing.
What? They box?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
Why not?
It's a tough choice.
I figure this show is somewhere between the Man Show and any other show with that awful
Jimmy?
Adam Turnbull. Or whatever.
Adam Carolla?
Yeah. He's awful. Any man who's named after a Toyota. Awful person.
I think that show's kind of funny in some ways.
I think they're kind of full of themselves.
Yeah, they are.
Unlike us.
No. Well, we don't have any listeners. We know it. Oh,
Copa Cabana.
Well, what do you say? Should we switch over to some music?
Let's Roger.
All right.
Roger's taking a lot of liberties tonight, aren't you?
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4. Get up from the table. Just back away. There's nothing for me anyway. No reason that I should stay. Where's the place at the table for folks like me? There's not one that I can see. Not one I can see.
Yo, yo, we got a very special guest. I think he'll be coming on after the next cycle of songs, but I'd just like to say that I went up to Roger's old hometown, Duluth, on Friday night and hooked up with Ross Rayla, former sidekick.
Yes.
It sounds like a romantic getaway.
Wait, I'm glad you said romantic. Actually.
I heard you got hit on.
We went to JT's. Roger, you ever been to JT's?
JT's?
In Superior?
Yeah. Oh, JT's.
Oh, yeah. So we went to JT's, a gay bar, and Ross and I were leaning up against the table, and we're just talking, and this guy comes up to us and just kind of like starts sizing us up and says, "You've got a very interesting place here." And Ross looks at him and he says, well, we actually don't live here. And the guy says, "Where are you from?"
What did Ross say?
Well, and I say, actually, I'm from Fargo. And Ross says, "I'm from Olympia, Washington."
And then what happened?
And the guy says, "Washington, the real Washington." And Ross, whatever. And he leans into me.
Was he pretty hot?
No, not at all.
He's kind of gross.
Kind of like Steve Starks without the mustache.
Oh, fabulous.
And so he leans in and he starts with his finger, running one of his fingers up and down my sideburns. And he turns my face and he runs his finger up the other side and goes, "I like these. These are nice." And I'm like, yeah, thanks. And he says, "I guess I just violated your personal space." I'm like, "Well, that's about as close as you'll be getting, too." He stops and he looks around and goes, "This is just a strange place. It seems like half the people here are gay and half the people are straight." And I smiled and Ross said, "Actually, Lambdog here, he's straight and I'm the one who's gay." And the guy looks at me and goes, "Oh. Well, I guess that's goodbye." And he walked away. So I got hit on in the gay bar.
Oh, darn.
Ross didn't. And this very special song, this next song is going out for him.
For all the
gays
up
in Duluth who tried to hit on me on Friday.
Stay tuned for our special guest.
Watch him.
Welcome back to the party.
We've got a special guest here tonight, former Fargo homebody.
Hell yeah, he's 420 pounds.
Hell yeah.
He's a big ass.
Oh,
homo.
Man.
His name is Isaiah Jehovah.
Yo, word.
His name is Eric Odness.
Dibbick Schmibbick. I said more ham.
All right. More movie references that nobody gets. Anyway, Eric, you're playing bass in a local band here.
Yes.
That would be Flippy McGee?
Yep.
How's that going?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
I like it.
Good. Okay.
No,
John,
it's actually Dead Walleye.
Dead Walleye.
Finest, you know, not to take away from Slippy McGee.
How hard is it to learn a reggae bass?
Very hard. You got to feel the funk, you know what I'm saying?
Right on.
Yeah, I can tell.
You got to feel it in your boobies, your man boobs.
Do you just not change underwear for a while? Is that kind
that?
Of funk? Are we talking about that kind of funk? You just don't change your underwear for a while? Or?
No, soul, baby.
Soul.
How's that go?
It's good.
Boom, trickle. Is that soul? Like,
oh, I thought you said, how's that going?
Boom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
it's going great.
What would you say your batting average was with the Blues?
About a buck 30.
$1.30, people.
$1.30. There you go. It's 3 for $16, something like that.
Oh.
So
60 games in a season. And
how many listeners
I
we
get
got,
13
Roger?
13 at-bats.
We got any? 47 again? We just lost 6?
Just because we were talking about Funk and Bowl and Suze?
Told you not to bring up his
what
name.
What a fickle group of listeners we have.
if we play more Brenda Wyler, people would come.
I come every time I listen to her.
Whoa!
We need
whoa.
Some sound effect here. Yeah, there we go.
Unreal.
Oh, you still got that Urge Overkill song queued up?
Ooh.
No. Oh. I don't.
Oh, Jesus.
That just kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Where's that Urge
Roger,
Overkill?
Why do you keep tapping your crotch?
Huh?
Roger, you keep
Lerner
tapping your
down.
Crotch.
Yeah. I do?
What is that all about?
This?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
His crotch has its own heartbeat.
That's right.
I was going to say, that's keeping some time.
It's got a pulse.
He's ready and raring to go. Oh, so, Eric, what brings you to town this weekend?
Dead Walleye practice.
Yeah? How'd that
yeah.
go?
Yeah. We got a big show coming up.
Where at?
Reggae Festival.
In Winnipeg?
Oh, wait, we're not. Yeah, Winnipeg.
Are you learning Don't Woman, No Woman, No Cry?
No, we already knew that one. We're actually learning how to cover this little blues band in Fargo. It's a band called Bad Mojo. We're learning all of their songs.
Oh, did you, like, buy all their songs or something?
Was
no.
it a corporate merger?
We're just ripping them off.
Oh, cool.
They outbid Michael Jackson, I heard, for that.
Wow.
Catalog.
Boy, I think it might be time for a song.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then we'll talk about
what?
Fish.
Fish?
I think it's yes. time to rock. We have more guests coming in.
Dan is here. How you doing, Dan?
The sound of Dan's cast.
Great to say hi.
Hi.
I'm doing okay now, you know.
Cool. So what happened to you? Next time we see you, you've got a stocking cap on. Explain that.
Yeah, what happened, Dan?
Well, you see, I thought it was a safe sex condom kind of thing. And Oscar had it on. He was getting the chickies.
Boy, I think it's time for that bomb sound.
The bong sound?
Get the fuck off the microphone!
Oh, honey, you're so smart. That's why I fell in love with you. Smokies, bring back the good old days.
Why do you think this meat is tainted?
I do think it.
I
do think this meat is tainted.
I want to explain my story because I'm hoping that whoever did it will, like, fess up and I can kick the fuck out of him.
What are you talking about? Those commercials are brilliant.
No, I'm talking about the guy who put the, like, kicked out the fence post and laid it across the bike path that I hit and, like, fractured my wrist.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny.
I'm just thinking that if I tell them I'm going to kick their ass, that they're going to, like, come out and say, oh, I did it.
Hey, Dan, just have a news flash for you. Nobody listens to this show. So
what?
You probably won't. Nobody
what?
Listens to this show.
What? Nobody listens to this show?
So that person probably isn't listening.
Okay, and now back to Eric Odness, who's going to describe Dwight Yoakam in New York.
Yeah, Bakersfield, man. That's what he kept saying.
Bakersfield?
All he does is talk about Bakersfield, the most beautiful thing ever.
He's from Kentucky.
But he likes Bakersfield.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I really want to talk about Dwight in New York.
What do you want to talk about?
How
long were you out in New York?
5 days.
You want to talk about Devo?
Ever.
Woo-hoo. What did you say? You went to Coyote Ugly's?
Yep.
How was it?
Oh, man, my chair is moving. No, I didn't go to Coyote Ugly. I stood outside and the bouncer got pissed at me and told me to leave because I was looking through the door.
Boy, a bouncer got pissed at you? That's a new one.
So he kind of shut the door and told me to leave, and I couldn't peek in anymore.
Did you tell you spent $7?
So I just went to Hogs and Heifers.
How come you couldn't get into Coyote Ugly?
I just didn't want to go in there, really.
Is there a cover?
No, I don't think there was. I don't know. But Hogs and Heifers and Doc Holliday's is where it's at. Coyote Ugly is overall not very well liked in New York.
Don't all those hot chicks work there?
Huh?
Don't all those hot chicks work there?
Was Tyra Banks there taking a break from law school?
Yeah. And Piper Perabo, is that her name?
Yeah, something like that.
She's got nice fucking toes.
Alright, we're going to reinstitute that policy of talking with
no microphone.
No talking.
Let's institute a policy that Dan just can't talk at all.
I don't care if
Hey,
Dan,
the Vikings aren't
you.
That cool. You don't need to get that drunk at the game.
We love you, Dan.
Oh,
Dan, if
you
want to talk,
I'll gladly donate my microphone. God damn it, Dan.
You know, after the Roger's going to say how good this show is. He's going to say, whoa, that was the best show you guys have ever done.
He always says that.
Really? Oh, we have a phone call.
What's with the phone? That's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Yes, is Eric there?
Yeah, Eric's here. Eric, you got a phone
call.
Eric, your phone's for you.
Hi, this is Eric. Welcome home, baby. Talk to me.
Why aren't you home?
What?
Why aren't you home right now?
Whoever
it is has a really bad cell phone connection. Maybe it's like,
I thought we were
going to
watch
could turn
some
TV tonight. In the background.
I think it's because Dan's 1970 edition phone is creating some sort of...
I thought we were going to watch some TV tonight or something.
Blockage in signal here. Look at that thing. Huh?
Eric, the cream's setting out to dry.
Hey, you know who we could really use a phone call from right now? It's T-Bone Hayfield. T-Bone, you out there? Hey, there's a phone call. Hello?
Hey, you going? Don't be talking shit about T-Bone.
Hey, T-Bone, how's it going?
Gotta go to Sunday Night Football's on.
Hey, let me talk to your wife. I hope T-Bone's wife calls.
He's a big football fan, I guess.
I think it's time for some other guest.
All right, let's switch it on over. Hold on.
We don't have any music, do we?
Very after.
Hey, we're on.
Hey.
Okay, Dan, come give me the fucking microphone. Give me.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice move. That didn't help at all. I'll give it back to him as soon as he gets back.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh-huh.
How many listeners?
When is
756.
When's your new band Booty Shaking going to be playing there, EO?
Next Friday night.
At where?
Hogs and Heifers.
Hogs and Heifers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Booty Rump Shakes?
We get the front bar.
Is there more than one bar at Hogs and Heifers?
No, that's why I said we get the front one. Because it's the only one.
Where's that bacon sound effect when you need it?
Well, that was unsuccessful.
Oh, mercy, this is awful.
This is kind of
a benchmark of where we're at.
Shut up, Roger. It's a benchmark because we keep getting lower and lower and lower.
Lower.
This is the cable access of computer radio.
Fortunately, our listenership doesn't decline as we decline.
There's cable access of the internet.
Isn't that kind of what I was saying?
I think that's what you did say.
I think that is exactly what you said, Ron.
Why don't you repeat something else that somebody already said, Dan? Come on. I don't know.
Said it's the cable access show of internet radio. That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
what did I say?
I'm pretty sure he did, Dan.
Roger, can we rewind the tape there and play that?
Sorry, the technology isn't there yet, boys.
Oh, someday. we have to
wait till the tape ends.
Right.
Someday.
Oh, sorry.
I can't believe my agent booked me with this fucking shithole.
Okay, we're putting you up for free. And
Coach at 6 Radio.
Hello?
Coach at 6 Radio.
This is Eric's agent.
Yeah, he's having some problems.
Remind him how much he's getting paid to do the show.
Dave, how much is he getting paid to do the show?
What were you thinking? I told you I want nothing but class. You bring me up here, four fat guys and 2 six-packs of beer, and you don't have a taper winder. One of them's in an arm brace.
Hey, it's this or Ogletree commercial.
The stocking cap on him makes him look like a little penis.
What are you used to dealing with there, Oasis, Mr. Gallagher?
And look how fat those shoelaces are. I haven't seen those since like the Pro Spirits I had in sixth grade.
Well, that was only about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking A. Well, I think it's time for some music.
You're a year older than me.
Yeah, I know.
That's cool, though. It's funny for a second.
All right.
That would mean I'm in 11th grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
Why don't you answer it, John?
Somebody disconnect that fucking phone.
Hold the phone.
I'm running a fucking ring.
Hold the phone.
Why don't you answer it, John?
Hello? 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 Click.
He hung up.
Try again there, John.
Hello?
Yeah! Will you guys play some decent music for a change?
Well, what do you have in mind there, sir? Or are you just... What, I'm sorry, who is this?
You got any Flotsam and Jetsam?
No, we don't, Captain Caveman.
How about Captain Tennille?
Yeah, Captain and Tennille or Flotsam and Jetsam?
Butterball, is that you?
Listen here, you fucking troglodyte. We're trying to play modern music here.
The hell kind of
go back to
that?
Ada and count your cows.
Ada, I'm not from Ada. I'm from Perham. The hell are you talking about?
All right, let's play some music.
Some time ago, now I turn to blue. For right now.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Phone isn't working, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Huh. Well...
Cash with Cocaine Blues.
And before that, I don't remember.
I don't know why we're...
A medley of Crim Shrine songs.
I don't know why we're even trying to be professional now. This show is a bloody mess.
Yeah.
But Dan left, so that's cool.
Did he leave?
It just means more mics for people.
Did he leave?
Thank God, look.
The scariest thing I've ever seen was that guy in the state he's in right now trying to walk down that fire escape.
Oh, jeez, that doesn't sound good.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a bloody one.
With an arm brace.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah.
How about that song?
How about
it? That was a good song.
Yeah, it was good.
No, I mean, how about the next song?
Oh, yeah, well, generally we make people suffer through about 3 minutes of just nonstop chatting.
And it's
I'd
not
say we're about done.
With a purpose either.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it hasn't been nearly 3 minutes.
Oh, nothing.
No phone calls, thank God.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of those
God.
Phone calls.
Oh,
shit.
Don't answer it. It's that fucker
from
school.
Oh, that's
done. Strand.
That's what we think of people who call. Yeah, how about
so, John, how's the editor job at the High Plains Reader going for you?
Just grand.
That was an awesome cover last week.
It's another classic reader
kinda
cover.
Kind of computerized because he had like...
kind of digital.
So what was involved with, you know, an editing job?
Less than you'd think.
Just
there's
editing?
There's some editing. A lot of writing.
Okay.
Some rewriting.
Uh-huh. Tell
a lot
me about
of
the rewriting.
Answering questions. And a lot of smiling.
Who asks you questions? Who could possibly ask you questions?
People who ask me questions if I can do a story on them.
Oh, those
conspiracy
people.
Theorists?
A lot of conspiracy theorists.
A lot of
you still get that
pressing.
Crazy guy who was really interested in Leonard Call?
Which one? Warren Wrighton? Or
the crazy guy.
The Southerner?
Yeah, that guy.
William Rhodes?
God, he's a nutcase.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been in a while.
Oh, he's a good man.
No, he's not.
No, he's nuts.
He said he would, when I worked at Library, he said that he would...
At Library?
He said he'd like to blow up some federal buildings, but not Library, because we were really nice to him. And sometimes he always wanted to know, how come y'all don't have no books on David Duke? I see y'all got books on W.E.B. Du Bois, and you got books on people like Martin Luther King, who he insists he's a reverend, but I don't see anything so God-fearing about a black man walking and sleeping around with people, but I just wonder, how come you ain't got no books on David Duke? I mean, David Duke is a real, he's a genuine, you know, he's a great Southern man. He's a great political leader of our time. I just think that y'all are really missing out by not having both sides of the argument there.
Yeah, especially when you got W.E.B. Du
Bois. W.E.B. Du Bois.
W.E.B. Du Bois.
Du Bois.
Actually, it's Du Bois.
Don't we have any
that's how you pronounce that name.
Don't we have any D.W.I. Yoakum on tap?
I believe we do.
Take it away.
Yummy.
They say the drink will kill me. I don't know if it might be true. But if I stop, I'll just die from you leaving. Be the way that I go because of you. Death can come from this broken heart, or it can come from this bottle. So I prolong the agony of our fender. I think I hit the dry bottle. About the evil and drunk with wine. I don't care how the doctor might warn me. Since you left, it's just a matter of time. Death can come from this broken heart, or it can come from this bottle. So I prolong the agony, bartender. I think I hit the throttle. I don't care if my friends have all left me, 'cause they swear that I've gone insane. I don't care anymore about living. Without you, it's just a grave beneath the pain. Death can come from this broken heart, it can come from this bottle. bartender. I think I hit the throttle. They say this drink will kill me. I don't know, oh Lord, it might be true. But if I stop, I'll just die from you leaving. Be the way that I go because of you.
right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, as you can hear, the wonderful, what's his name?
Ricky Davis.
Ricky Davis is playing guitar in the studio up here.
In the singles lounge.
Why don't you play some of that sweet music?
That was for the lady. Play it back home there, Ricky.
Why don't you put that microphone in front of your amplifier, Ricky? Ricky Van Shelton.
I just can't do that.
I play country music, bluegrass, and that's about it.
I always got a little bit of shit because of my voice. But I thought I had a good twang. Okay, I'm not really sure what to make of all this, but... What? I'm cool with it. What?
Drink up, Ricky.
Okay.
Oh, thank God we haven't had a phone call for a while.
We don't even know. God, don't even fucking think about
it. Don't even say phone call,
man.
Don't
even plug that phone back into the wall.
No.
I've destroyed the phone.
No shit.
Play Barney Miller. Play the theme song for Barney Miller.
I don't know that.
Play Louie Louie.
I don't know that neither.
Smoke on the Water?
No, sir.
Red Hot by Motley Crue?
No, sir.
Highway to Heaven?
Coke on the Table?
No, sir.
Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, but I won't do that.
Highway to Hell?
That's kind of embarrassing.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door?
Back in Black?
Dun.
How does that one go?
Da da da.
What's that? You know an Eminem?
Yeah.
I was sitting next to Britney Spears, and I looked up, and there were boobs. Oh, hey, my name is Slim Shady. Thank you. I'm a master impressionist. I'll be here all week.
Oh, my
sure
God, did
you
guys hear the news about Britney?
No. What? Her boobs are real, aren't
she's
they?
She's officially dating.
Just Justin Timberlake of NSYNC.
Yeah, and she also says they've been having a lot of sex.
Can you imagine what those two sound like having
sex? Are they both over 18 now?
Yeah, they're both pumping their brains out, too.
We can't say that word on the air.
I bet they make the most beautiful sounds when they have sex.
Sex.
Can you imagine that shit?
They're humping their brains out.
Well,
what?
It's great because she's got obviously has fake hair, and he obviously has cut.
Yeah.
He's got incredible hair. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I love those frothy curls.
God, he's an ugly motherfucker.
Woo!
I can't believe girls like
him. Am I mistaken? Justin Timberlake is the guy with the gross little fucking Jerry things going on in the top
there.
White
Jerry
on.
Girls.
Yeah.
Yo, White Brillo.
Which voice does he have in the band? Is he the falsetto guy?
The faggy one?
He's the one that needs to be reeled back in.
He has to be much more particular than that.
I want it that way.
I think that's Backstreet. That's Backstreet.
Oh, what's the NSYNC song?
I can't keep that shit straight either.
Bye bye, baby. Bye.
Bye bye. Yeah.
Bow, da, da, da,
da. Do, 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 do.
I turn every song into Britney song.
Well, no, there's one NSYNC song and one. No, there's a Backstreet Boys song and there's a Britney song that have the exact same bass line. I can't remember what they are, though.
I bet they're good to hump to, though.
Oh, fuck. They're
speaking of humping, the reason I'm chuckling right now is because I just remembered on that show we did last Saturday downstairs. Why, I'm using this mic and not those three.
Oh, fuck what? You. What's wrong with these mics?
Something Shipley did to one of those mics.
Oh, what did he
John
do?
John Shipley?
What did he do?
Shipley?
It had something to do with his nuts.
Yeah,
he seems
his
to like
gear
to take
all
those
over
out.
One
that's
of those
why
rounds.
This thing fucking reeks.
So,
all right, I don't have a...
I don't know which mic it was, but
back
one of you
to those
guys
having sex. My God.
God, I bet that
play
was
some porno
self
music.
Huh?
Self.
Play some porno music.
I can't.
You know, it isn't having a wah-wah pedal.
Oh, it's time to play some music, Ben Rogers.
But, you know, like if she orgasms in the past.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oops, I did it again.
I'm And if you have ticket number 64, you're the winner of the deluxe package to downtown Fargo. Ticket number 64.
This has been another operation of Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf.
And we're going to see if we're going to keep... This is just getting worse and worse every week.
Next time, we promise, we'll be on heroin.
I'd like to thank our special guests tonight, Eric Audness from Minneapolis and Dan Shepard from downtown Fargo.
And that's Roger Hastings, the voice of control and reason here.
Also known as the phone. Sorry.
Hey, why don't you take us out with a little Shine On You Crazy Diamond?
What is that?
I don't know. Don't you know any Pink Floyd?